When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2198, How to Get Fat When You Fly, part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldLife.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, today's post is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I recommend going back and listening to that first. That was episode 2197. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Get Fat When You Fly, part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldLife.com. Laura is very hungry now. She doesn't realize that the large spike in insulin caused a quick drop in blood sugar and sent her appetite through the roof. Whatever has happened, she knows she is in a perfect situation to gain fat by making a dietary decision based on appetite cravings rather than rational choice. She takes one extra bag of pretzels. The pretzels say low calorie and fat free, but the body responds to pretzels the same way as cranberry juice. Laura is glad she did not pack food for the plane, because otherwise, she would have been equipped to avoid these fat gain decisions, and might have instead simply opted for a glass of sparkling water with a lemon wedge to drink with her apple and almonds. Laura is very careful to avoid the rule of 1 hour, 1 minute on the plane. This rule clearly dictates that you cannot sit for more than 1 hour on an airplane without standing for at least 1 minute and performing some form of a simple stretch or exercise, such as 20 shoulder shrugs, 10 toe raises, or 15 bodyweight squats in the lavatory. This is a very good way to keep the metabolism elevated while traveling, and Laura must avoid that. In the Denver airport, Laura goes to the Chinese food vendor. She orders a vegetable chicken bowl with whole wheat noodles. The bowl begins with whole wheat noodles that have been given a chance to absorb 200 extra calories of vegetable oil. The noodles, while appearing to be healthy with the whole wheat label, actually have the same glycemic index as white bread, meaning that there is no difference in consuming the noodles versus consuming 10 spoonfuls of table sugar. Many whole wheat products are like this, but Laura still feels slightly less guilty about the whole wheat noodles because it sounds healthy. Over the whole wheat noodles are piled 1/4 cup of vegetables, also drenched in the same vegetable oil, as well as 1/4 cup of hormone-infused chicken breast. Laura lightly seasons this meal with high-sodium soy sauce, which will help to raise her blood pressure, a good side objective while gaining fat. This was an easy choice for Laura's fat gain goals. Such an easy choice, in fact, that she didn't even notice the dangerous alternative, the small bag of almonds and raisins for sale at the Starbucks across the airport aisle, which would have been paired nicely with a cup of white tea sprinkled with cinnamon and perhaps a banana or apple from the basket of fresh fruit beside the cashier machine. Had she made these observations, she would have severely hampered her fat gain goals. She made sure to take the walking belt and the escalators to her next gate, avoiding stairs and long periods of physical activity, although this would have been a perfect time to walk and make the phone calls that she made while skipping exercise earlier that morning. The next flight offered a small meal. Laura had completely avoided logging onto the internet and requesting a diabetic meal on her flight. Although she isn't technically a diabetic, she would have been likely to receive a meal with low glycemic index foods and healthier vegetable-based alternatives, and this would have disrupted her fat gain while flying. The actual food was nasty. It would clearly have helped her gain fat, but she couldn't stomach the taste. She had a Diet Coke instead, which was full of artificial sweeteners to help boost her insulin levels and cause appetite cravings. Finally, Laura arrived in Phoenix, still full of these convenient appetite cravings from the Diet Coke. She didn't want to spend money on expensive food at the airport and waited to eat until catching the shuttle to the rental car terminal, filling out the rental car paperwork, driving 10 miles, and finally stopping at a shopping mall complex where she went to TCBY's frozen yogurt for her favorite treat, and it's a reward for a long day of travel after all. During the course of this time, she might have been able to eat those sugar snap peas to fill her with fiber and keep her appetite satiated, so it was a good thing she didn't bring those along. At TCBY, she ordered the fat-free cappuccino flavor, which was the equivalent of 8 additional tablespoons of insulin-boosted sugar. She made sure to avoid drinking water with this snack, as she knew her dehydration would severely inhibit fat burning. With the quick drop in blood sugar from the huge insulin release, she finally arrived at her hotel 45 minutes later, starved and ready for a late-night snack at the hotel restaurant. She ordered a 1,400-calorie chicken Caesar salad and sat back, content to have successfully gotten very fat while flying. She was very sure not to order her dressing on the side, not to ask for the chicken grilled instead of fried, and not to ask the waiter to leave off the Parmesan cheese, as this would have cut the salad calories by 60%. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Get Fat When You Fly, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldlife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Like I said yesterday, what Ben is trying to get at is even small course corrections along the way may have helped Laura in this case. She didn't need to make all perfect decisions, but a small good decision here or there may have prevented this unintended consequence of potentially gaining more fat. One of the most common things I hear from patients is that when they travel, all of their nutritious eating goes out the window, and part of it is just a lack of planning. What I actually like to do is pack my own snacks, especially when I know I'm going to be traveling all day. In the States, the Transportation Authority lets you carry food through security. It's just the liquids that you have to be careful of. And so I like to pack non-perishable snacks that I can not only use for the day of travel, but when I finally get to my destination, I can keep on me. Mixed nuts and dried fruit are definitely my go-tos. And again, you don't have to be perfect when you travel. If you can plan ahead and set yourself up for success, it can make all the difference. All right, that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll have a bonus episode for you in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.